Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more on the tributes pouring in.
President-elect Trump saying the challenges Jimmy faced as president came at a pivotal time for our country, and he did everything in his power to improve the lives of all Americans. For that, we all owe him a debt of gratitude. Earlier this year, Carter's grandson revealed his grandfather was holding on to cast his vote for Kamala Harris. The vice president writing in a statement, "His life and legacy continue to inspire me and will inspire generations to come."
In an address Sunday evening, President Biden called Carter a remarkable leader who lived a life measured not by words but by his deeds. Biden was the first U.S. senator to endorse Carter's run for president in 1976. American investigators are now on their way to South Korea in an effort to help with the investigation into that plane crash that killed 179 people over the weekend. This is ABC News. Republicans are still squabbling over immigration and visas. Elon Musk says the H-1B visa program is critical to getting highly skilled workers into the country. But far-right critics are saying that's taking jobs from Americans. ABC News political director Rick Klein.
This fight is not over. In fact, I don't think it's even really begun. Because once you get into any kind of policy question, it's going to be, yes, MAGA versus Musk. In some cases, it's different parts and different factions of the MAGA movement. All of these people that Trump brought together, it is kind of a forced marriage in some cases. I don't think tech is permanently in the MAGA wing. And I think tech is going to have a growing influence, not just over MAGA, but over American politics for the next several decades.
A tragic end to a search for Bigfoot. Officials in Washington state say two men reported missing on Christmas Eve died from exposure while out searching for Sasquatch. And another celebrity break-in, burglars hitting the home of NBA star Luka Doncic, stealing $30,000 worth of jewelry. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Yes!
Yeah! I love it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're together for a special three-hour tour of the After Hours. If you're just joining us, you joined at the right time. Two in a row, a Max Inc. radio double dip of the Jimmies. And if you follow along with us, then you know that they are living their virtual best life as the Jimmies get out of the snow and tour around down south. They're back north at the West Bend Theater on 110 and then back to home base on 2-6 in New Glarus, or catch them with Pan Chromatic Steel on 214. The official Jimmy Tracker in the After Hours of Max Inc. Radio is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, that's powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. Let's play some Panchromatic Steel now on Max Inc. Radio.
You're talking about epistemology as the theory of knowledge.
Speaking, just meditation on believing something is
a higher knowledge
is what solves the proposition. Knowledge by reflection, by the sheer use of reason,
basis, moral principles.
Thank you.
Panchromatic Steel with the Red Door and the Jimmy's Live on 214 at the High Noon Saloon. If you like that, you're going to love the Magic Conch. This is the Fig Newton on Max Inc. Radio.
yourself. Those hard words you use, they are not the truth, babe. Let me prove it to you. You've got everything you need. It's all right here inside of you, inside your precious heart.
It's time that we enjoy. before it's dark infinity. So tell me, what do we got to lose?
What a great block of local Wisconsin goodness. We heard from Beth Keeley, who you can see raising funds on 118 for Girls Rock Camp with a show featuring gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets at the Red Rooster. And then we heard some Brett Newsky. Who? The Newsky, who has the good sense to pack up his guitar and head to Florida until the snow and coldness has gone away. Maybe you're in Florida. Maybe you're listening on the Civic Media radio app. If so, you're lucky, and you can catch all the local stuff in the southern lands, too. Bing Bong is going to take us to break right here on Max Inc. Radio. brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Looking for a home shouldn't feel like crawling through air ducts. That's where the Aaron Weber Group and Compass spring into action. Yippee-ki-yay, Dreamhouse Seekers. The Aaron Weber Group helps you through the toughest real estate markets. Buying, selling, saving the world. They can do it all. You're looking for peace and tranquility, not Nakatomi Plaza. Get the home you deserve, only less stressful. Go to movetomadison.com. The Aaron Weber Group. No shoes required.
Welcome to the neighborhood, pal.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the last half hour of this very special extended after-hour show. We brought you back with the Shake 'Em Up and the Heavy Looks. You can see them on the 3rd of January at the Burr Oak. We also played Work. We hope you were able to catch their holidays work party at the Burr Oak on Friday. If not, don't panic yourself. Pack a lunch. Get up to Duluth. You can see the show again at the Bent Paddle or on the 31st at the Blue Duck in Rochester. Leaving town for the funk is totally out of the question. Well, we've got you covered right here in the after hours. The annual Wisconsin Funk Fest is happening on 111. Mama Dig Down's brass band will be there and a whole bunch of other acts. And we'll connect you because we're cool like that. We have all the details out there on maxincradio.com.
we've got CDs. Maggie, how's that CD? You like this?
It's awesome.
Maggie says it's awesome. It's got her seal of approval. Talk to us on the break. Here's an early on our Among Thieves song. Jurassic Era. It's called Mondo and Rondo.
We're silent again. His father is hungry. His mother is jealous. Now how can he listen? His ears are too thin. Ah!
other. It frightened the rest of the picture remained to be seen.
Those were the drummy sounds of Joey B. Banks, who for sure will be at the annual Wisconsin Funk Fest on 1/11. I'm going to leave you now with some Brian Drewer. Why? Fingers crossed, we'll get to see him this upcoming year in 2025, probably around the summertime. See you next week, everyone, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
All I want for Christmas is the perfect house. But Dad mumbles to himself, "You'll blow your budget out."
But the kid knew to leave all the laptops in their apartment open to the Aaron Weber Group site, movetomadison.com. They can help find the perfect home faster than Dad can break a leg lamp.
It's here!
Fragile?
I knew if I was patient, the Aaron Weber Group powered by Compass would bring the Christmas magic and make this the best Christmas ever. Come on, Dad, it's so easy. Just go to movetomadison.com.
I'm Sam Davison, producer of John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. 'Tis the season for leftovers and stretchy pants. May your gifts be many and your returns and exchanges be few. And remember, nothing says Merry Christmas like cold hard cash. Happy holidays.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Biden looking back on the life of former President Jimmy Carter, who died Sunday in Plains, Georgia.
I've been hanging out with Jimmy Carter for over 50 years, it dawned on me.
President-elect Donald Trump, a frequent critic of Carter, said in a statement that the 39th president did everything in his power to improve the lives of all Americans and that we all owe him a debt of gratitude. A state funeral has been set for January 9th. ABC's Steve Osunsami at the Carter Center in Atlanta.
These events, they've been planning them for years, but now some of them are going to be taking place over a holiday. His son Chip is calling his father a hero, saying that he's had to share him with the rest of the world and they will continue doing so.
Jimmy Carter was 100. To South Korea now, where authorities say they've identified more than 140 of the people killed in this weekend's passenger jet crash. 179 people in total were killed, with only two survivors said to have non-life-threatening injuries. This is ABC News.